On this week's episode, EMU announces its single room guarantee as part of its EMU Safe initiative, an update on police reform in Michigan, and the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authorities gives tips on how to be safe while using public transit. I'm Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. Announced its single room guarantee as part of its EMU Safe initiative. The single room guarantee will allow every student who requests a single room to receive one. This guarantee will reduce the price of single rooms by $1,700. The new price for single rooms in Hoyt and Pittman will be $5,530 per year and $6,070 for other places on campus. Students who desire a roommate still have the option. Multiple resident rooms will now cost $4,730. In Hoyt and Pittman, and $5,270 elsewhere. EMU's Public Health Group is continuing to develop a plan to ensure students and faculty safety for the fall. Things they are considering are reducing the number of people that are on campus throughout the week, safe dining, aids for social distancing and hygiene, providing face masks on campus, adding more online classes, using larger spaces for classes to allow social distancing. Since March, there has been massive cleaning and disinfection of campus property, and EMU's Public Health Group is looking to continue this in the fall. For more information about the EMU Safe Initiative and the Single Room Guarantee, you can go to www.emis.edu/EMUSafe. In state news, Senator Jeff Irwin and Representative Ronnie Stevenson testified in front of the Michigan Judiciary Committee to argue for police reform in Michigan. If the House passes the bill, it will require that police officers get trained on implicit bias, de-escalation tactics, and get a mental health screening as part of their initial training and certification. The bill will also require that officers go through re-education of bias and de-escalation. Starting in 2022, officers will be required to do 12 hours of re-education. In 2024, officers will have to complete 24 hours of re-education every year. If you have any questions about this bill or police reform in general, you can submit them to us at the link on our website. You can find it both in the article concerning the bill and on the transcript for this podcast. The Ann Arbor Transportation Authority, also known as The Ride, released a statement offering businesses tips on how to decrease possible transmission of COVID-19 on public transit. The Ride suggests continuing remote work, having employees work in rotational shifts, commuting by walking or riding your bike, and supplying PPE to students and staff. The Ride has already installed plexiglass on buses to separate passengers from the driver, is providing hand sanitizer at their transit centers, and has enhanced their cleaning procedures. As of right now, the Ride is also looking to install more plexiglass barriers to limit passenger-to-passenger contact. As always, thank you for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week for more news and information. Full-length articles covering today's news are available at easternecho.com. If you like our show, please consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabun-Sugg and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.